Hey now, welcome back to Almost a Blaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. So we're going to start off tonight. We got a lot to talk about, but yeah, in recent news, I just joined a band up here. We're called Roman Concrete. So Will was asking me before, how exactly did I join
this band? Who's in the band? Let's take it step back.
Do you know Lena?
Yeah, Lena.
So it's her new project after leaving Adelaide or whatever. I won't get into that.
We'll keep that behind closed doors.
What happened was my friend Seb, who lives two floors upstairs from me, I guess he was recruited as her bass player.
Okay.
So we were hanging out one night in my dorm, and Seb turns to me, he's like, "Yo, our drummer can't do it anymore. Mm. Do you want in?" I'm like, "Hell yes."
Who was drumming before? Do you know?
I forget who it was. Mm. It wasn't like, you know, any of like the big big name players around here, but I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So then you know, some time when they're like, all right, start learning these tunes. I'm like, all right, cool. So it's really like all over the place, like tune wise like, you know, we're doing like Radiohead, the Smiths, Lena's got this original one that it was funny when she sent it to me at first. She's like, all right, take a listen to this to learn. I'm like, oh, right. I've heard you play this before with Adelaide at Funk House. She was like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah. So that was pretty funny. And so I finally jammed with them after last week's radio show. I went over to the music department. It was good. It was a really good jam. It was the first time I had actually been behind drums since, you know, I left home.
Really?
Because, well, what I've had to do this makeshift setup in my room with a drum pad, pillows, flipped over garbage cans, just whatever I could find to hit. And yeah, we got a pretty good lineup right now. So
can you say who's in it, like the lineup altogether right now?
Yeah, sure. So it's me on drums, Lena on guitar and vocals. We got this guy Brendan, who's a sophomore, on lead guitar, and then my friend Seb on the bass.
Okay.
So it's, you know, a nice little four piece. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, it's going good. I love the band dynamic right now. Things are looking up. We got a lot of potential for this group.
Nice.
I think supposedly we're booked at Funk House one night.
Ooh, I was just gonna ask.
Faisal's doing like a jazz night or something.
I've heard about that. Do you know the date off the top of your head?
She didn't say what it was in the chat because Lena booked it. But yeah, I'm very excited for that because that was one of the goals this year after going to Funk House for the first time. Like, all right, got to play here one night.
That came about pretty quickly. All of a sudden you're drumming in a band.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening. We were supposed to go down to New Haven.
That's what I thought. I remember you saying that.
We did have to back out of that. Just like running out of rehearsal time was one of them, but the other reason too is it's supposed to snow again pretty good Friday night.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow on Friday.
So, because the plan was we were going to drive down to New Haven and then come back that night, but like we were like,
probably not.
I don't know about this. Speaking of the snow, how about that? Finally got something.
I was very, very excited. I know, what's it called? I think in my apartment on Saturday we were like, oh, it's going to snow Tuesday.
Yeah.
So on Saturday we started making plans for our snow day.
Nice.
Did you enjoy your day off? What was your
Well, day? My excitement happened that night as the snow was coming down, because over the weekend when I realized, you know, it was actually gonna be snowing, I'm like, oh my god, I can actually use my cross country skis finally. So I went out at 12:30 to 3:30. I was just, you know, I did a couple runs around campus and stuff. Got, you know, on the roads, sidewalks, paths between buildings.
Nice.
It felt so good.
Did you make it to Horse Barn Hill at all?
I did not. I did the next on Tuesday, yesterday, for some sledding. I wasn't there when the sledding accident happened. Though.
Yeah.
It was really funny because at around like 8:45 or 9 o'clock last night, I get a call from my mom. She's like, "Hi, Dad. We saw there was a sledding accident at Horse Barn Hill. You weren't involved in that, right?" I'm like, "No, Mom. You would have known."
My mom texted me the same thing. It almost might have been. Let's see.
Oh, man.
My mom goes, "This is the text. You didn't happen to go sledding and get injured at Horse Barn Hill this afternoon." No, she was worried about it.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, it was really funny being out skiing on a Monday night around campus, because there were a whole bunch of people around, and people were like, "Yo, this dude's on skis." And there was one point I made it to the Great Lawn. That was that was like the first I made it, and there were a couple guys like snow tubing there. So like I, you know, I was stalking them, and then I was able to, you know, take a couple runs down on their tubes. So it was pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a great night because it was good because, like, the roads and sidewalks, it was, like, perfect, like, skiing conditions. Mm. And, like, you know, the plows were out, but, like, it was falling so fast that, you know, they couldn't keep up with it. Because that's what I was surprised about. Like, I thought I was going to have to wait till, like, 2, 3 in the morning to even first go out. But I was up, and I look out at midnight. I'm like, all right, we're doing this
now.
Oh,
you did? I thought you meant, like, 12 noon. So no. You really went for it. Okay, so
this
you went for it.
This was middle of the night. I didn't get back till 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were just vibing around campus then.
Yes, sir. Dude, night skis are the best, especially when it's snowing. So that's, if the forecast holds, that's what I'm going to be doing this Friday night.
Hell yeah.
And I'm very excited for it.
Actually, I enjoyed the snow. What's it called? Everyone in my room, we all went to the package store right beforehand.
Oh, boy.
Because we knew we were going to have no classes the next day. So what do we end up doing? Actually, I ended up going sledding that night, too.
Oh, yeah?
And,
You made it get to Horse Barn, or where'd you go?
Well, this was also around midnight, the night it was snowing. I got a new TV I bought myself a new TV because I got my tax return, which
some
extra money. So I was like, you know what? I want to buy a TV. There whatever. I'm gonna do an adult thing. Mm-hmm. And so it snowed, and it came with this big box when I bought it, and I threw it in the recycling outside. And I had this idea.
I know where this is going.
At midnight, I was like, why don't we just use the box as a sled? And so that's what we did. It was cold, so we didn't make it out of Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a tiny little hill, but here's a video of me sledding.
Oh, no. On a TV box. Oh, this is going to be good.
Well, before that's Diego.
That's great. Good stuff, man.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Why do I have is that going to be you Friday night?
Yeah. Me sliding to Ted's on my my makeshift sled.
Oh, my God.
All the way down the hill.
Does Ted's stay open through snow?
Well, here's the thing is we were all excited because on Friday they're opening the tent again, which is, you know.
Ooh,
so we were like,
really?
Like we need
Holy
to go.
Shit.
But now it's going to snow on Friday.
Yeah.
So we're like, are they going to be open? What are they going to do?
I'll tell you the funniest thing about skiing around campus. I kept the freaking DP Doe car. I kept going back and forth. That guy must have made so much money in tips. And I passed the by at one point. I'm like, you freaking legend.
All it cost him was like nearly his life because the road conditions were so bad.
I mean, good for skiing, not for driving.
Exactly. What's it called? The day after was Battle of the Bands, and I had to go pick up a pizza. And if I didn't have four-wheel drive on my car, I don't think I would have made it.
Tell me about Battle of the Bands, because I saw that Static one, and my first response was, who is Static? Static, if you hear this, I'm sorry.
Oh,
congratulations.
No, I don't mean to throw shade when I say this, because they were very talented, Static.
Yeah.
I will say, not a college band. They were all like adults.
One of the
saxophone players was a UConn student, hence why they were able to participate.
Gotcha. But
like the lead singer was like an adult. He was probably like 20. He looked like he was 27. You know, so he looked older.
What was like the style just there?
Of Static specifically?
Yeah, of Static.
They were interesting. It was very like Kendrick Lamar-esque hip hop with like live jazz in the background. So they were really talented. And the lead singer was freestyling. They were not easily. I think they were the most talented band that played. I don't mean to throw shade, but they were also older. So
if it wasn't for them, who do you think would have
out of the participating bands?
Out of the participating.
Well, Rock Gotti came second. They probably would have won because they have great energy.
Yeah, they're phenomenal to watch. I love them.
Yeah, no, it was a great turnout for Battle of the Bands actually.
And how was the Whoosh showcase? Because I saw one clip of Microplastics.
Is the one where Gustavo like falls on his back?
No, it was him doing the Family Guy theme.
Oh, there's that too.
I saw that. I'm like, that's fucking
no. The Whoosh
beautiful showcase
was really good. Mm-hmm. Faisal went first. Faisal's
Faisal Project played.
And at that point, when they went on, like you know, doors had just opened, so there was literally probably like 15 people when they first started playing.
Yeah,
and Faisal was like, "You guys need to like get up here, like you know, start dancing."
Hey, if I was on campus and was there, I would have been dancing like a freak.
Well, yeah, no. About 10 minutes into a set, people started doing that. And next thing you know, we hit capacity before the Wish Showcase even ended.
What's the capacity in that place, man?
I think it was 400 people.
Because I saw the post, like, we've hit capacity. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, no. And it wasn't even close to being full. Capacity should be like 1,000 people in the ballroom, I think. But there are probably other safety things involved. But what else happened in Battle? I mean, but it was fun. Like, it was a good event. But it was like no different from like a basement show.
Yeah.
It's like the same bands you would see
like
there.
Sounds like a good night.
Yeah, no.
And let me ask you this: how was there a pit during dash cam?
There was a pit during the majority of the battle actually, which was interesting. And I'm surprised the ballroom staff didn't say anything.
Like, holy shit!
What's up?
So the UConn men are playing right now. About 5 minutes in, they're up 17-2.
Against who?
DePaul. They're not good, but hey, man, it's a good start.
Honestly, we're number 14 in the nation, right?
I think we're 14. Changing gears, I got to see the men at Madison Square Garden in New York City last weekend.
In the big stage.
I'll tell you what, majority UConn people there.
Really? Against St. John's, right?
Against St. John's.
Is that a New York school?
They're in Queens. Like, they have like an arena on campus, but like they have like certain big games at the Garden.
Okay.
So this game, you know, one of my parents, like, this was like on our map. So so we get there, and like our section, or at least where we were sitting, we were like surrounded by UConn people, and the energy in that place was just insane.
Mm. How many people do you think were there in total, if you could guesstimate? UConn fans specifically.
UConn fans specifically, gotta be. Oh, I don't know how many. I'm trying to think how
I'm
many.
I'm sure
were
MSG
there in total,
can sit a lot of people.
But here's because like some of like the upper sections were entirely full, but here this is where we were, and it was just,
oh wow, that
packed.
Is busy. That
yeah,
is
no,
pretty
it was.
Busy.
Yeah, no, the energy was great.
Okay,
and they're like, you know, the UConn chants were going. Like we were a rowdy bunch. It was, you know, it was funny because you know, after sitting in the student section for so long, you get so used to yelling that, and
just keep doing it.
There was one point I yelled something, and my parents were like, "Dan," I'm like, "Oops, sorry, forgot you guys were here." But it was a good game, you know. When the men are on, they have they were firing on cylinders. Their bench, man, is just so deep.
Deepest team in the. Team in the what's it called? Yeah. Nation, I think.
I agree. Like, they just got so many guys. It was nice. Joey Calcaterra got some good time this game. He had some clutch threes. Klingon and Caravan, right? The freshmen. They were both on fire. Jackson had a damn good game.
I think I don't know his first name, but Jordan Hawkins.
Oh, dude.
I think he's the best player on the team
really?
At this point in the season.
There's so many good players, it's hard to pick. Like, I'll tell you this, though. When Sonogo's in it,
Yeah, I know. He had a mid-season slump, which was too bad.
But I think he's picking it up again. He's great in the paint.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the best part about this game was that we were, like, shockingly accurate with the free throws, which is the most frustrating part about watching UConn basketball, both men's and women's.
Is the free throws.
The free throws, it's just always just so many missed ones.
Because in the Calhoun era, we never missed free throws.
Yeah,
it
now
was
it's
like
been
a
like,
thing. And ever since Kevin Ollie.
Yeah, but like this, they were on it. 23-2 right now.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I feel like if we can come top two in the Big East tournament.
Yeah.
Assuming we lose, so who's the highest ranked team in the Big East?
Marquette is number one.
I think they're number six in the nation.
Yeah, they're at least in the top 10. I know they're Big East regular season champions.
If
there's somebody else, is Xavier still above us? I think they might. I'm not sure.
I think we actually might be the number two team. Maybe not in the Big
East. Because I don't know if it's based on overall record or like conference record or
something. That is a good point. Because if that's the case, you probably won't win the Big East.
I'm taking a look here.
Yeah, no, we're ranked higher than Xavier.
Okay.
Yeah, I think other than Marquette, we're and we're technically only one game behind Marquette too.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall record.
At least in terms
good.
Of overall record.
Yeah, because I think we're, from what I'm seeing here, we're fifth in like conference standings.
Okay.
But like, you know, I think we're still going to, you know, we can make it far in the tournament.
I think, well, what's it called? If we come one or two in the Big East, in the Big East tournament,
yeah,
I think we could be ranked top 10 going into March Madness.
I think it could happen, man. I think it could. It's going to be very interesting. I just want us to get past the first round this year, because I don't know if you remember last year's game, but that was just...
Last couple years.
Against New Mexico State, a program that is now defunct, and that jackass Teddy Bucket's on there. It was just... It was very frustrating.
I don't know, because we're a very streaky team.
Yes.
So I feel like, obviously that's going to be a hit or miss.
But if we can get on a streak...
Then we're set.
Then we are set.
So. And it seems like we're putting it together now at the end of the season, like we did at the start.
Exactly. I think, you know, things are clicking again. Like, look, Big East men, Big East is an insanely tough conference, and this year it's been bonkers.
It's been a tough conference.
But they're getting through, and, you know, they got so many guys there on that bench. So I think they're locked and loaded.
Did you hear about the whole thing with the Alabama basketball team, the men's team?
I saw something about one of the... They're like star something. What was he?
I don't know the whole story.
Or no, he was like the getaway driver is what I think they were trying to get at.
And this might have been an old report. Maybe they've changed it by now.
Let me see.
But I think their star player like sold a gun to a guy who then used that gun to kill someone, and then he was like some sort of getaway, like some sort of
Because that's what I heard. He was like the getaway driver or something.
Which I didn't even realize Alabama was like number two in the nation.
I know, it's so weird,
which is
right?
crazy because we beat them so bad.
We did beat them. We beat them in that tournament around Thanksgiving with the wonderful Bill Walton commentating.
Way back when.
Dude,
simpler time.
I really want Bill Walton to call some March Madness games. I don't care who's playing. I just want to hear a ramble on about Shin Quote the Dead and for everybody to be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I saw one Bill Walton clip where I forget who was commentating with him, but he got into an argument with him because he thought it might have even been during a UConn game.
Jeez.
He thought like the team that was winning was losing, and he got it wrong, and so he was arguing like in favor of that, and then he realized he was wrong, and he was like, "Oh."
I remember
like this awkward pause.
We were watching one of the games. It was on Thanksgiving, I think, and I remember his other announcer was saying something about Sonogo being from Mali, and then the one goes, "Ah, yes, Mali, the home of Mansa Musa, world's richest man." My parents were like, "What the hell is he talking about?" And then he made a reference, said something about smiling on a cloudy day. I'm like, hey, let's go.
But he's living the dream.
He's awesome, man. Although I think one of the funniest things was, how high is high? Very, very good question, Mr. Walton. he's a wonderful human being. World's tallest deadhead. I've been at shows where he's been on the floor. And
really?
Stuff.
Can you just see him?
They put him on the screen. They'll just be like, yay. Crazy. Yeah, no, he loves it, man.
Because he played, what's it called? When he got drafted way back when, he went right to,
I think it was
Washington, right? Or Portland.
Portland. Yeah, because he was at UCLA.
So he went right from like Los Angeles to
up to Portland,
the Northwest.
Yeah, man, he's Bill Walton, wonderful guy. So hopefully we can hear him calling some March Madness games. That would be great. And so that was Saturday, seeing the UConn versus St. John's game. Awesome game. Also on Monday, got impulse tickets. I went. It was UConn versus who was it? Yeah, Xavier women's basketball, and like. It was so funny because I didn't, you know, doors open 5:30. I didn't get there till 6:15, and I was still able to get into the fourth row.
Really? I hate to say that's women's basketball for you, but that is the reality.
Yeah, but like most of like the section is like filled. Was like filled, but I found like a singular seat.
Oh,
like,
so you just kind of snuck in?
Yeah, I just kind of snuck in. Yeah. But I didn't care. It's not like I was going to be bugging anybody.
When I went to the Providence game, it was $2 beer night.
I heard they sold out of beer before the end of the first half.
They sold out of beer before I got there. I went up and I was like, all right, can I get like a $2 beer? They were like, you should have been here like an hour ago, dude.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Oh my
but it was...
God.
I
saw videos of like people stacking beer cans and stuff.
It was... there was an interesting energy. The crowd was very aggressive for a basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
Very angry.
Because I know, what's the deal? It was close the first half, right? Or something?
And then I think we were up by like 7 at the end of the
like,
first half.
And then like, I know we ended up winning it by a pretty good margin.
They almost came back. They got it to like, Providence got it into with or within like 2 points, and then we just went off and won by like 20. But
yeah, nice.
But no, there is this one or something happened where I was in line thinking I would get a $2 beer, but obviously they were sold out. Mm. And some like old guy cut in front of me, and I was like, you know what? Like I just got out. Like it's been a long day. I'm not even gonna like. It's like a 6-year-old guy. I'm not gonna like confront him.
Yeah.
And the guy behind me, who's like probably in like his late 20s, early 30s, uh-oh, he goes, dude, you're just gonna let him do that? And I'm like, he's like an old man. Like I'm not gonna like yell at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeds to be like, you like the line like starts over here. And I just like walked away. I was like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't need a $2 beer that bad.
Damn. I'll tell you, during the third quarter of Monday night's game with women, Lou Lopez Senechal took this huge hit from one of the Xavier girls.
Really?
And oh my God, the student section just erupted. Mm. Like, it just became. That third quarter was one of the most just aggressive student section things. But it's great. I mean, it was an insane, like, energy from the crowd.
I forget how intense sports games can get sometimes.
I remember probably the most. One of the most intense games I was at was. It was in December. It was the UConn women versus Princeton of all teams. And, you know, that was a team we should have mopped the floor with, but that game came down to the wire, and the section that night was just yelling. Although, you know, women versus Texas in November was crazy, too. Because, like, any time that a coach would step on the court, we'd be screaming, get the fuck off our court! Well, that night was funny, too, because, you know, Texas Longhorns, like, horns up. We're all like, horns down, motherfuckers! So it was a hell of an energy, so.
Now that you say this, I've never sat in the student section for a
really?
Game. Yeah.
Dude, you got to.
It's awesome. I usually hide up in the upper levels with my parents.
Yeah,
but
dude, student section is fucking electric. Because there you can yell, bullshit, bullshit. Although we were doing that at the St. John's game in the city. It was,
I will say the commentating for the game I went to, I was not very impressed with.
Really?
A lot of, I mean, I know UConn's like an aggressive, like they foul heavy, but there were some questionable calls, I will say.
There's questionable calls.
That's just sports.
There's questionable calls every UConn game. I'm convinced the NCAA, especially with the men, they just do not like Hurley. They
got
something.
I think they probably don't like Hurley, probably because he's outspoken.
Dude, Hurley, him just watching him is fucking fun, right in itself, because he's just so into it, man.
I didn't realize his dad was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's like considered like the best high school basketball coach of all time.
Yeah, so Hurley's something, man. He's got a great energy. He's got the boys playing well, so it's good.
Took him a few seasons, but
yeah, hey, they're cooking right now, man. So it's good. I'll tell you one of the funniest things that happened at the St. John's game. We met this guy, and you're not gonna believe me.
Mm-hmm.
He was a talent scout for the Charlotte Hornets.
Really interesting.
And like he knows Jordan and stuff.
Well, cause what's it called? Cause what's his name plays for the Hornets?
Yeah.
Booknight, James Booknight.
Maybe. Or
he might have gotten fired because I know he got in trouble.
I don't.
But at
I
some
don't,
point,
I don't
he
really
did.
Know much about the Hornets other than MJ owns them.
Well, some kid from UConn. Last year, actually, I think got drafted.
Really?
Within like the last 2 years. So.
Oh yeah, somebody did last year. I forget who it was, but yeah. So we were talking to this guy. He does like scouting for like, he does like the Big East and Big Ten.
Mm.
And you know, we were trying to like get like any like answer or anything out of him. He didn't budge, but he was a good guy.
There's probably some like contract or like.
Oh yeah, they don't want to tip their hand.
Exactly.
But it was. But I'll tell you, Sanogo will be drafted, I think, for sure at some point.
I was thinking about that, actually.
Like, who will get drafted?
I've been looking at some mock drafts, and what's weird about this year's draft is that, like, the first 10, like, projected picks, none of them are in college right now. They all play in, like, Europe or, like,
What's the guy from France? Victor Wembanyama or something like that?
Yeah.
I know he's... He is the guy that people are going bonkers.
Have you seen
about.
Like videos of him playing?
Yeah,
it's like the strangest. He's so like lanky
I
and
know.
Tall.
It's very interesting. Mm. But I think Sunogo, you know, he's a guy. He's got, you know, he's a project guy, but he's got the physical, he's got the size, and he's got the tools. And I think if you really develop him right, he can be something like. You like look at a guy like Giannis, for example. Mm. Now, I'm not equating Sunogo to Giannis in any way, but you know, Giannis, you know, his first couple of years were pretty quiet, but you know, he was developed, you know, they developed him and then he exploded. So I would not be surprised, you know, if Sunogo could be on a similar path.
I think what's it called? When I think of Sunogo, not necessarily in terms of like personality, but in terms of like the way they play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could be like a Draymond Green
type
of player.
That's a good
a little. I feel like he needs to improve his rebounding. He just needs to get a little bit more aggressive.
And some of the turnovers, too.
Ball handling, just court mobility.
Yeah. I do like, though, you know, when he's in the paint, he is holding on to that thing. You ain't getting that ball from him. Like, he's not afraid to, you
I'd
know,
be curious to see
people.
How he, because he has good post moves. I'd be curious to see how that, like, translates to, like, 7-footers, you know, to, like, taller NBA players.
For sure.
You're right. He's definitely a project player, which is why I think he'll probably go in the second round.
Yeah, but
or
I
maybe undrafted.
I think he's got the potential.
I think he'll definitely,
sure.
If he decides to go pro, he'll definitely land somewhere.
I think there's going to be teams. I think there's going to be a lot of teams who would be interested. Mm. Like I'll root for wherever he goes.
Yeah,
unless it's Boston.
I've heard talks of Hawkins being a first round pick,
really
like number 20,
Hawkins.
Maybe even like a lottery pick. Mm. Because he's young. He's only like he's like 19 years old.
Yeah, he's... Who knows? I mean, we'll see. I mean, I would... Plus, and I... What do you think of Jackson? That's my... Andre Jackson. Because I think he'd be another guy.
That is a good question.
Maybe in the mix.
Do I think... I don't think he... If he were to... Is he a senior as this is last year?
I think
he's a junior.
I don't know.
Maybe he's a redshirt.
I can take a look right now.
I don't mean to be a hater, but I don't. I think if he were to declare for the draft, I don't know if he would get drafted simply because his like statistics are not super impressive.
The stats aren't there, but if you watch
But that's because he's a team player.
If you watch the shit that he does on the court. But that's the thing with a lot of the guys. Yeah. Like, their stat lines may not be impressive, but if you really watch them, like look at a guy like Tristan Newton. Like some nights he'll have a quiet night, but he is always right in the middle.
Exactly.
So it's like
even Klingon and
dude, I love Klingon
and who's the other freshman? I forget
Caravan.
His name. Caravan.
Those
you
two
know.
Are gonna be.
Have you seen
those
the
two
are
going places, man?
I forget
I'm excited
what game
for them.
It was. I think it was over winter break, but I was watching it with my brother, and
I was. Probably watch it too. That's most of what I was doing winter break.
There was one game where they were talking about Caravan, and the commentator was like, "Oh, like Caravan, like his work ethic is unmatched. Mm. If you talk to his teammates, they'll say he has like zero, like absolutely no social life. He's always in the gym." And me and my brother just started cracking up. They were like,
God.
"Dude, he's probably gonna hear that and be so mad.
Dude,
like,
they
no social
they
life.
Flame that kid.
Yeah, no.
So
he deserves better. I think it's Klingon, the taller one.
Yeah, Klingon, man.
My brother's sweet mate down in New Haven, like, went to high school and, like, elementary school with him.
Really?
Which is interesting.
You know, Klingon is just, he's fun to watch. He's a fan favorite. Mm. And speaking of UConn men, I just checked the score again. 35-8.
What is, they're playing DePaul.
Yeah.
Right? What's their record?
9-20. But, but like, it's this is Big East, though. You'd expect it to be a bit closer. I ain't complaining. I mean, this is great, but.
That's the thing about UConn, is like, we've lost close games.
I know.
But when we've won, they've been blowouts.
I know.
So it's like.
I'll tell you, the game on Saturday, the St. John's game, it was 94-86.
Mm.
It was not as close as that, as that final score indicates. Mm. Like, we were up by, like, 15, close to 20 points for a while. Like, we kind of let off at the end, but,
yeah.
Like, I mean, they put up 94 points in a college basketball game.
That is impressive.
Game.
That's
so
really
good. It was good.
And we beat, what's it called, Providence, who was,
yeah.
At one point, was, like, a top 10 team by 20, late in the season.
Yeah, and, you know, crushed them, so. Mm. So, I'm very excited for March Madness.
Me too.
Excited for that. I'm excited for NBA playoffs. Like, that's when I'm actually going to be paying.
Did you watch the All-Star game at all, or?
I was going to when that was like a Sunday night. Was it something?
Two Sundays ago, I
know.
I think.
I know Tatum had a great game. Something. He put up like 50 something points.
And won MVP. I was.
Yeah.
I watched the first quarter and then I turned it off.
Yeah, like I was going to watch. I got distracted.
The
All Star
game is
fun.
Like it's cool, but it is a little overhyped. I will say.
Well, nothing. Remember, no All Star moment will ever be as bad as Fergie doing the national anthem.
That's exactly what I said when we heard the national anthem. I was like, they just need to get Fergie to do it every year.
I was watching that video again recently. It's just like they're all cracking up, like Draymond, Steph, and you could tell they're trying so hard to hold it in.
Have I showed you the national anthem from my high school?
Oh no,
I haven't. Then
no.
Right? Okay.
What happened?
I'm not even going to talk about it because you need to see it to believe it. So it wasn't from my graduating class.
Okay.
It was from 2 years, class of 2021 graduating class.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll show you in there while a song is playing.
Yeah,
but I've shared like everyone I know at this point.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Worse than Fergie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
It's something you'd see in a cringe compilation. It was so bad that my friend Alex was there because his brother was graduating.
Mm-hmm.
He said he like worked like really hard to compose himself and not laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked over at his dad and he was just cracking up. And he was like, and everyone just started laughing.
Oh,
it was,
man.
It's pretty bad.
That's, that's got to be so, that's tough.
Yeah, it's, you'll see.
I'm definitely going to see. Oh, I didn't realize this. Durant is making his debut tonight.
Ooh.
For the Phoenix Suns.
What are your thoughts on the NBA switch up now?
Ooh.
On the East versus the West?
The West is going to be fucking bonkers. The playoffs there are going to be interesting.
I think so too.
From what it looks like, Dallas with Luka and Kyrie isn't doing so hot.
I didn't think it would.
Yeah.
I don't know about Kyrie. I mean, obviously he was good. I mean, you know, he's a terrible person.
Oh,
that
yeah.
aside,
he's a fucking
in terms
nut
of
job.
Pure like
basketball
what he brings
ability.
To the court, he just doesn't seem to have like any like significant leadership qualities.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, and it's like I don't know, whatever team he goes to now, it just seems like they perform worse when he's on the court.
Yeah, that's. I think they're like 1-4 in games where Luka and Kyrie have like.
Also, I don't think Luka and Kyrie is a.
Yeah.
Combo that would work. I mean, they're both ball handlers. They both
want
the ball.
They're like both very similar, and that's not what the team needed.
Durant to Phoenix. That was a good.
That's good.
That's.
I'm telling you, if they can get it together, they can make a.
I think it's
going to
be
run.
Suns Celtics in the finals.
You think you? It's going to be. It's the West is just going to be nuts because you can't count out Denver yet either.
Did you hear about Damian Lillard the other day?
What?
He scored 71 points.
Oh,
in a
yes.
Game.
I did
crazy.
See that. I did
have we had
see
two
70 that.
Point games in one season?
I know.
I think we
right,
have.
Because Donovan Mitchell did it.
Yeah.
Because I remember when that happened because that was that Bills game where Damar Hamlin went down.
It was the same day and no
same,
one talked about
it. It was the same
yeah.
night. I remember because we had ESPN on and then we my dad and I were looking at the bottom ticker. We're like, Donovan Mitchell put up 71. Like, he picked the worst night of the year
it.
To have like one of the best games of the year. So that was.
I feel like
nuts.
We are going to see a 100-point game in our lifetime in NBA basketball.
I don't know.
Who
can... Do you think anybody right now, currently playing, can do it?
I think Damian Lillard can.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he can. But I don't know if LeBron couldn't do it. And Luka, actually, it's Luka
you
who
think
I think
Luka?
Will do it. Yeah.
Luka had like a 60-something point game this season, right?
He had like a 60, like 20 and 10 or something like
oh
that, which is
God.
Crazy.
That's dude.
I've kind of been sleeping on Luka, I will say.
Did
I think
you?
I need to give him some respect.
Speaking of Western Conference, did you see the latest headline about Ja Morant today?
Today? I've heard all sorts of headlines.
Oh,
in the
no.
past.
So I saw this on Bleacher Report on Twitter today. Give me a sec here. Oh, yep. Bunch of Katie's.
Oh. yeah, explain.
That's
not good.
All right. Give me a minute here. I got to. Pull it up. Where the hell is it on? Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, here we go. Ja Morant was accused of punching a 17-year-old boy 12 to 13 times and flashing a gun at him during a pickup basketball game last summer.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say this. I think his line from December, like, "We good in the West," might go down as the most destructive line in NBA history. Because since then, Kyrie's come to the Mavs. The Nuggets are still cooking. KD is on the Suns. And now this shit.
I don't know. But there was, like, another accusation, too, where, like, employees from the Indiana Pacers said, like, he pointed a red light at them, which was probably, like, a gun. I always thought Ja Morant was, like, very humble and, like...
Bro, I think this... Not this year, bro. Not this year.
I don't know if, like, the fame is getting to his head.
I think just
what.
The Grizzlies were off to such a hot start this year, and I think it just kind of got to him.
It's, like, fading away, yeah.
Oh, it's, like... Yeah, crazy stuff. All right, what's the score? All right, Suns are up by, like, 8 right now. Yeah, I think they could... I think we're probably going to see Nuggets-Suns Western Conference Final.
If Giannis is healthy, dude, I mean, it'll be Bucks-Celtics.
So mad because last Friday, because I was home that night, I'm like, all right, you know what? I was like, you know what? Let's see what's on TV. I'm like, you know, I'm going to watch some NBA right now. It was Bucks Heat. I'm like, all right, let's see what we got. Mm-hmm. And it was coming out of halftime. I missed the first half, and they're like, and Giannis is out for the game. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The one time I watch it.
Who do you think is going to win MVP this year? Because I've been having this debate with people. I genuinely think
that's a good question.
That we are probably witnessing the best MVP race.
It's nuts. I'm
trying to think since when.
Ooh.
At least a decade, probably even longer.
It's a good question because losing contention right now, Jokic, of course. Is Tatum's in the conversation?
Yeah.
Tatum, Joel Embiid, Giannis.
I think it's crazy that Joel Embiid.
Is Luka still in the combo or like what's going on? Oh my God.
I mean, we have. Oh, those are points, okay.
Trying to think who else is there? Not Booker, right?
I don't think so.
But like those five guys there.
I mean, there's six players averaging over 30 points a game this season, which is crazy.
Who's it right now?
I think everyone's saying that what's his name is going to win his third in a row.
That's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah,
but who knows? Like I think you could genuinely make the argument for anyone.
I think it's going to be Jason Tatum. That's
you
kind of a
so?
Personal bias.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched enough NBA this season.
I was going to say, neither have I.
Make a valid opinion or truly have a valid take on this. Like, I think you could argue it, like, for any of them, honestly.
I don't know, because Luka is playing good, but he also has, like, a not good team.
Yeah, the Mavs have been Mavs have been all over the place.
I feel like Joel Embiid is kind of the sleeper pick.
I think he's putting up
MVP numbers.
It's really funny because, like, I hate almost all Philly sports teams, but, like, the Sixers are, like, the ones that I don't really
Did you follow basketball for that, like, 5-year span when they were, like, the worst sports organization in the world?
No, but I am familiar with that. I think the Brooklyn Nets have taken that title.
I think so, too. I mean, this is, like, the second time they've had, like, a dynasty.
Yeah.
And it's fallen, like, when they traded for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and gave away all their draft picks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, as a New Yorker, I'm not a Nets fan, but just seeing that, it's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's a good thing right now, at least in terms of New York sports, everything else is looking up. Mets are looking good. Rangers just got Patrick Kane from the Blackhawks.
I don't know anything about hockey, but I'm going to assume that's good.
So, Patrick Kane, the best way I can describe him, he is the best player in Blackhawks history. Okay. He's 34 now, but he was like... You know, in his prime, he was the guy, and he's still playing good. It's just the Blackhawks are just a dumpster fire right now, and he's arguably the best American hockey player ever.
Okay.
So he's still got some left in the tank, and the Rangers just got him, and everyone's like, oh, man.
Nice.
So it's the Eastern Conference for the NHL is going to be something.
Are the Bruins good this year?
They're, like, arguably, like, the best. They've basically been the best team in the
That's
league.
What I think I've heard.
So they've been really good. The Devils somehow have been good. Rangers had a weird start, but they've been putting things together more. I think bringing Kane in is going to help a lot. They made a trade for some guy from the St. Louis Blues recently, and they have a very deep bench, so I'm excited to see what they can do. Because last year, they made it to the conference finals, and I remember because I basically watched nearly every game of their playoff run, and I think it was like 20 games in total.
Damn.
Holy shit. Let me tell you, when I can't watch hockey too long because I just get so fucking mad, man. Like, watching hockey is just...
Why? Is it like the fighting, or is it just the pacing of it?
It's intense, man, watching. Just especially as, like, you know, my dad and I being Rangers fans. Like, it's just that certain intensity. I'll tell you, when first round of the NHL playoffs last year, it was Rangers-Penguins.
Uh-huh.
My mom's from Western PA, so she's a big Penguins fan. It was, in our house, it was something. I remember there was a game one night. It was 24 seconds into the first period, they call a 5-on-3 against the Rangers because some guy barely touched Sidney Crosby, the golden boy.
I know that name. I recognize Sidney
Crosby. I don't think there's any... he's probably one of I might hate him more than any other hockey player.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, that's crazy. Look, he's still really good, but like, it's just like anytime somebody barely touches him, like the refs go nuts.
LeBron in his prime.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Yeah, but actually, no, I might hate Alex Ovechkin more.
That name sounds familiar, too.
He's on the Capitals. There's like at least six hockey teams that I just absolutely hate. Let me think here. Bruins, because Boston. The Islanders, which might be number one on the list.
Where are the Islanders? Are they New Jersey? That's the Devils, right?
No, this is the New York Islanders.
Oh, a New York team.
Yeah, New York Islanders fucking hate them. The Devils hate them. Flyers hate them. The Capitals hate them. And the wild card in this is the LA Kings, because they beat the Rangers in the Cup Finals back in like 2014. I'm still salty about it. God damn it.
I'm not going to get into hockey because it sounds very toxic. It sounds like a very angry...
It is a very, very angry community. Sport. I will say next season, I am trying to get to a Ranger game. So it's going to be fun. All right, what time is it? All right, I need a couple minutes before my radio show. This was fun.
A little sports debate.
We didn't even talk about Funkhouse.
Oh, the show.
Yeah, the show.
I wasn't at there for very long. It was a good show. Where do I begin with this show? I will start by saying the best thing about this show was they finally got a merch table.
And they had
a
whole bunch of
Funkhouse shirts.
I
saw that. They were all really well done.
It looked very cool.
They were fairly priced. And he put it in like the room. Do you know how like the bathroom on the first floor is right by like the porch?
Yeah.
It was right in that room right there. And that was by far the best part of the show. The most noticeable improvement.
How's the music?
It was good. It was good. It wasn't really my vibe. Hence why I left a little early.
Wonder when the next show's going to be.
There's one this Saturday.
Really?
But it's...
Because I haven't seen anything get announced yet.
It hasn't been announced. It's a UEG show, so it's like a lot of... It's, I think they're like a record label on campus, so it's going to be like a lot of hip-hop acts and stuff like that.
Are you going, or...?
I'm not sure yet.
I got to figure out what I'm doing this weekend,
too. I don't know, because the weekend after is spring break, and I go to South by Southwest.
Yes!
I got my plane tickets today.
We could talk about that next week.
I'm very excited
for our spring break plans. I'm going to be in St. Pete Beach, Florida.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, man.
My parents are going to Miami by themselves. I was like, damn. Nice. Okay.
All right. Well, I got to...
Let's get ready for the show.
Yeah, I got to get ready for the show. How many people do I got coming tonight? Like 3-4 people?
Oh, wow. It's a party again.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll probably stay if that's cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You're more than welcome to.
I'm going
to
stay.
Next week is the big show. I'm not going to say it, but yeah. So, all right. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This was a really fun episode. So, this has been Almost a Blaze, and we'll see you next time. Keep on trucking, everyone.